It is a time of flagrant immorality. A time when the old standards have crumbled as if hit by history's greatest tidal wave of filth and perversion and sexual promiscuity, undreamed of even 5 years ago. America's theater marquees scream every kind of degeneracy known to man, from witchcraft and occultism to devil worship and necrophilia. Raw sex is peddled in every drugstore, while the nation's mailmen stagger under a burden of filth that pours off the press and into America's homes. Nothing is sacred, and the profane is sold in the open marketplaces of our cities, while God is mocked, and the churches themselves stage dances for sex perverts, and nude statues are substituted for the Stations of the Cross in an Oklahoma City Catholic church. Men and women dance naked before the high altars of some of our once great churches, while the stately hymns of Christendom are replaced by the staccato beat of the jungle rhythms and the occult incantations of the jellyhead generation. Ministers, priests, and educators fall all over one another to welcome the bizarre, the strange, and the occult into their houses of worship and their so-called schools of learning.